On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're out in the garden and the lawn and the yard right now. You can reach us with any question you might have about irrigation, watering, trimming, hedging, pre-emerging, weed control, whatever it is you're wrestling with at your house, in the yard, in the garden, landscaping, irrigation, lighting. Now's your chance to ring in at 1-888-767-4348. We've all poured our first big cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Matter of fact, Romy even ate a donut this morning. I think I've only seen that about 3 times in my life.
I was hungry.
Come in a little hungry this morning there, bud?
Yeah. It was an early start, you know. But when you get up at 4, by the time, 7:30 rolls around, you're ready for a little something.
That's right. We've got all of our staff here on hand, except sweet Jennifer. She had to fly back to Memphis to visit Meemaw, who is 95 years old. So she's spending some time with Meemaw. We've got Bill Jenkins here from Think Green Irrigation, as well as John Rep. You guys, thanks for carving time out of your family Saturday morning and joining us here at Rosie on the House.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going to be our topic for today? What are we going to bring home to folks today about their yards?
Today we're going to talk about grading and drainage.
You know, that doesn't seem like a topic a lot of builders take into account. We've all seen the flash floods down a development or streets, if you've ever driven around any municipality. Water's taken pretty lightly in Arizona, but because of the rock and because of the mountainscape, water can build up pretty quick and run off. And we were actually talking when y'all got in this morning, one of your clients, their neighbor next door, got their block wall got washed into their yard. I hope this was before a huge backyard landscape install.
Unfortunately, it was after.
Oh.
But the
bad timing.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
So let's talk about what grading and drainage.
Yes, that depends.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue too well, does it?
What's important to know for Arizona homeowners? What is it?
Most important thing that I'm finding is that most people don't realize that, like in a new home construction, the builder actually grades those lots because there are certain city standards, and every city is different, so you're going to want to check into that. But, they grade those, and then pool builders come in, landscapers come in, and if they don't know what they're doing, they can really cause some serious implications and cause damage.
Really mess it up.
Yeah, the leftover half a yard gets dumped out and hosed over of concrete in the backyard, or all the pool excavation doesn't get properly removed. If you've seen water pooling, or you've got wet spots around your foundation, you probably have a drainage problem.
Correct.
And that's what we're here today to address. What's the long-term negative effect?
Yeah, it's almost unlimited. I mean, seriously, if it sits there long enough, you're going to get foundation cracking. Stan, I know you're well aware of all this. I had a project where the back patio, because of the overhang on the outside edge of the concrete, is actually sinking from the weight of the patio because the water sits there. We have such expansive soils out here with all the clays that it basically just turns to mush when it's been sitting in water for several days.
It's not a fun project. I think that's one reason why it's neglected. You'd rather put in a beautiful tree, maybe a little vegetable planter. Grading is just not that fun.
Or buy a big screen TV.
There you go.
No.
Misting system.
Grading and drainage is typically a negative. It's something that you should do, something that you have to do if you want to protect your investment.
And if you're recognizing you have something and you have a 4, 5, 10-year mature landscape, last thing you want to do is tear all that up. So you just kind of try and not look at it.
I always find it funny when you go out on an estimate because, somebody does have a situation and, the water gets all the way up the patio. It's almost coming to the threshold on the door, and you show up and there's a little tiny trench that's about 4 inches wide going all the way around the corner of the house where they've tried to, So most people do understand the principle of what they're trying to do. They just don't know how to react to it.
A lot of people in Scottsdale got to see grading and drainage in a big way about a month ago when we had 2.5 inches in, 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
I saw water running across my property where it's never run before.
And, kids were tubing down Shea Boulevard.
Right. And your property's a challenge, too, because you're almost in a hole over there.
I am in a hole. I mean, my home was built in the 60s before we had any of the city-required elevation grades for the stem wall of, across from the center point of the street. And before, and I'm not in a subdivision, so I'm kind of in a rural area. There was no grading and drainage requirements. So we had to solve our drainage problem, and I'll take the credit for it. It was really quite genius. We went into the backyard.
Humbled, isn't he?
We dug a hole 60 feet by 40 feet, 2 feet deep, filled it with sand, and put two volleyball net posts on either side. And I mean, that sunken volleyball court, all sand volleyball, that thing takes thousands of gallons. I mean, everything off the wall, off the roof. We redirected all the drainage to the yard to go there. I mean,
so you got your own private retention pond that's PlayStation back there.
It handles the whole backyard, which was the problem. And then John put in a nice little retention basin out in the front yard. So that storm magnified. I mean, that's when you want to go outside, put a hat on, and look around. Because if you've got a grading or drainage problem, that storm showed it to you.
Yep.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you've got a question about your landscape irrigation. And where do we start once we've identified that we have a problem? Does it always include just moving a bunch of dirt?
No. The first thing you're going to do is call somebody who's qualified that has lots of experience in this, have them come out and give you an assessment of your property, whether it's a contractor like us, a civil engineer, or a landscape architect. Get somebody that knows what they're doing, take a look at it, and give you some opinion.
But assess the problem, come out, take a look. Obviously, some things are obvious, but some things require equipment. You might have to set up a site transit, shoot some grades, see where the water flows in the property. Most of the time, it's fairly obvious, but sometimes it can be subtle. So it takes a little bit of investigation.
And you don't want to put a situation where probably what sounds like your client happened is a neighbor. You know, he just got it off of his or directed it, you know. Well, it's off my property. It's the next guy's problem now. You don't want to create problems for someone else solving yours.
Correct.
And it seems like sometimes the smaller the lot, the more holes you poke in those little walls in the back. about the fourth yard down line.
He's the one that's hurting.
He's the one that figures out one day, well, how did this happen?
I didn't have a swimming pool in my backyard last night.
1-888-767-4348. That's how we actually have all lines. One open. Lorenzo's first online. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Well, thank you.
I'm 24 years old. I have a question. I live in Tempe right now, and I live in a home that was, I'm guessing, was built like in the 70s or 80s or something. The landscape is all desert landscape, but I'm having a problem of Bermuda grass exploding all around this desert rock landscape. And other than using Roundup and like a weed trimmer or a weed eater on it, it to no avail, it keeps on coming back. So I wanted to know what the best way would be to take care of this.
Good morning, Lorenzo. You know, that is a really tough one. Bermuda grass is really tenacious once it gets a toehold. And if you get the root system started, it really wants to spread. It's herbaceous. Unfortunately, an herbicide really is the best way to control it. And we do like products like Roundup. There are others. You might want to get a qualified professional in there to do some spraying.
I'd be suspicious if he's hitting it with Roundup, Bill, and it isn't killing it. The first thing that flashes in my head, somebody before him put plastic down underneath the granite. Huh, John?
What I'm thinking is if it's a desert landscape in Tempe,
it was an irrigated lot at one time.
It was an irrigated lawn at some point prior to that.
Maybe so. And plastic isn't what we like to see people put down. But Lorenzo, back in the 70s, we put a lot of plastic down on top of the dirt. Then we brought the decomposed granite in on top of that. And it actually keeps us from killing the Bermuda grass, because even the Bermuda doesn't get down deep enough into the rootstock to really kill it. But for those of you fighting this same kind of problem, weeds that you don't want part of, know that in Maricopa County, we've got a new Rosie on the House partner, and it's Scottsdale Weed Control. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com, Scottsdale Weed Control and Fertilization. Great new partners at Rosie on the House.
And we've heard Jay, for anyone else, Harper talk for years, you know, water it, water it, water it, water it. get it growing. That way, when you put the chemical on it, it goes to the roots. That obviously isn't going to apply for Lorenzo because he's not going to go out there and start watering his rocks to make it all up. So it may take three or four applications of a good herbicide to really get down deep to the roots and kill it. Which brings me to a letter that Dennis wrote in this week and was asking, what is the best grass seed? He's going the opposite direction as Lorenzo. What's the best grass seed option for Arizona?
Well, obviously we have two turfs. We have a cool season turf in the winter and a warm season turf in the summer. The only real seed that's available for warm season would be common Bermuda grass. That's our best turf for the Phoenix metro area at lower elevations. And there are hybrids of Bermuda which are not available in seed that are a little nicer lawns, but you have to put those down by sod or by stolons.
That's where they come out like squares.
Roll out the lawn, comes out, looks like a little jelly roll, and away you go. The seeded lawns, common Bermuda grass, there are some improved varieties, such as Sahara Mix. There are many others. It's a pretty complex subject, but...
What's your favorite?
You know, we really like to do sod. We're just really not a big seed company. We see the high water bills associated with it, the hassle, the mud, the dogs running back and forth, and you know, taking half of the landscape back into the kitchen. So most of our customers don't want to wait, you know, weeks or even longer to have a green lawn. So we like to do sod.
And where do you get most of the sod? Are there sod farms that they just cut it, roll it, and
there are
deliver
many
it?
Many great companies in the Metro Valley here. We have some favorites. If I can mention names, one of our favorites is Evergreen Turf.
Evergreen Turf. And yes. When you order it, it's like concrete. You order everything in yards. Do you order it in certain sizes, sections?
By the 100 square foot.
Okay. Right. Excellent. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you've got a question about your landscape, hardscape, irrigation, we are here for you. It's Rosie on the house.